This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the great Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, along with FM 93.7. And, of course, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police and hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, our over-the-road truck drivers out there, the men and women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, our FedEx and the UPS drivers and the bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail all around the countryside, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And, of course, we've got our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers that have been chiming in. And we've got a group of drivers coming down this way from Memphis. So they got out of that mess up there, I guess. But anyway, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. The same way. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter, all as the Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. Put an S in between Captain and America, all lowercase. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, namely the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You can go over there. You can listen to our program. It's broadcasting over there right now. Does that. If you can't get it any other way, you can get it there, as well as our podcast is over there. A lot of interesting things. Including a lot of different ways to save money on some of the products you hear here on the show. Now, let's go over to the telephone line, and out in California, where the land of milk and honey and nuts is all part of it, we've got the one and only the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yes, indeedy. Bye, guys. All right, there we go. See, that was quick. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we appreciate everybody serving America and keeping things going. And we emphasize those two words, under God. All right, let's see here. We've got a caller, but I want to see if I need to do this first. As Joe Biden contemplated his next move in 2017, after decades in government, he considered a familiar path, creating a Washington-based think tank to focus on international affairs and diplomacy. It provided an easy sell and a lucrative one, too, where he got a bunch of money and made a soft landing in the Capitol. Now, we think this is when these documents started taking train rides back and forth. You heard about that?
Yeah, I guess like Uncle Joe, the documents ride the train, too. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you couldn't see it. You didn't know if he had them or not because he had them tucked away. So it is what it is, I guess.
Well, right. I think, again, finding out how these documents for any official who leaves office, how do they get to where they're supposed to go, or are they supposed to have them at all? Then who says that? And so this is all very interesting. Yes.
All right. Let's go to the phone line. We've got Mr. Mike, the honorary mayor of Clearwater, and he probably has a solution to all of our problems. So, Mr. Mike, what's going on?
How you doing, Captain? You know, Kyle, I was reading an article. Now, as if the stupidity that we've been going through for the last 2 years wasn't bad enough, now they're talking about if you use PayPal or Venmo and you transact business and it's over $600, that you could be subjecting yourself to, at the very least, an audit and having them looking into...
It's anywhere, including your bank account, anywhere.
Right, and so now they're saying, okay, well, what did you spend that money on, and who did you send it to, and why did you send it to? So, Kyle, this is ridiculous. I mean, $600, I mean, this is not just a money grab to get taxes. This is going to completely screw up all of our lives because a lot of people use these payment, Zelle and Venmo and PayPal, to transact their normal business. So what kind of debauchery and stupidity is this now? Thank you so much.
Well, first of all, Kyle, it's concerning more of the people that get money that way than give money that way.
Well, precisely, yeah. How did you get? And in other words, you could say, well, I sold my collection of such and such, and I got $600 for it because I sold it on eBay or something.
Or I got $1,200 for a painting I sold, and that's where I got the $1,200. Well, now you're going to have to pay tax on it.
Well, precisely. In other words, it's just another way for the government to track all the different transactions.
Mm-hmm.
In the olden days, which weren't all that old ago, you might get cash or somebody might give you money for it. But again, even so, when you go deposit cash at the bank, it doesn't have to be $10,000. It could be almost any amount if there's some suspicion that money was appropriated through ill-gotten gains, drug sales, or this kind of stuff. They can always make a report about that, but obviously that's not the norm. But the idea, of course, Captain, is that they take a look at all the transactions.
Okay. We'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. It's a Monday morning. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's going to be a great week in Florida.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning and news breaks. When you need to know, the place to go from 2 to 6 a.m. is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. I'll see you there.
Yeah, you will see him there, because I'm the one you'll see. Along with our buddy Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Well, let me tell you, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Go over there and check it out and see what they have that might entice you, that you might need to have. Maybe you need a new pillow. Maybe you need some new slippers. Maybe you need some new towels. Maybe you need some new bed sheets. Maybe you need some stuff other than that. Whatever you need, they've got it, I'll bet you. And if they don't, go to mystore.com. You'll find it over there. So, the promo code for all of this that gets you in the doorway is Captain. You can also call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Use the promo code CAPTAIN and away you go. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, that website, you'll see the Radio Listener Specials page. You want to go in there, check out everything that's there, because that's where all the deep discounted specials are, on the Radio Listener Specials page. Promo code CAPTAIN. Give them a call, 800-641-5459, MyPillow.com. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Only in America, right?
Well, that's right, yeah.
The land of opportunity?
Absolutely.
Okay, you like that?
Sure.
All right. The Democrats, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
The Democrats want to give all government workers a pay raise for putting up with Donald Trump's cruelness.
Okay.
I couldn't make this up if I tried. It's there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, can you imagine? I mean, really? Are you really serious about that? That's very... I mean, okay, it's specifically because Donald Trump was cruel to them,
yes,
evidently.
Exactly.
All right.
But here's the other thing.
Well,
remember, Walmart just jacked up their minimum wage to $17.50.
That's true. Yes. Yeah.
That's double.
And we don't. I don't. And Donald Trump hasn't been to a Walmart, as far as I know.
So. Maybe he should go. They get more money.
Well, but it's almost like something. We got to get back in the news with Donald Trump and how what we're doing to combat Trump, you know, or something like that. I mean, this is really just sounds kind of ridiculous, doesn't it?
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go to Trump Control and take this next caller. You ready?
Absolutely.
All right. Backgammon Bob, what's up?
Well, Trump Control says that Biden is going to probably be primaried, I think. I just can't believe that he cruise into the...
If he insists on running, they will put someone up to run against him. You betcha.
I think there's going to be more than one of them, too.
Could be.
I think there's going to be... And the second thing about your last caller that about the Venmo and the PayPal and all that,
yeah,
all that's going to do is drive a lot of transactions underground.
Sure. And what they want to know is who's getting money that way, who's getting money deposited in their accounts that way. That's what they want to know.
That's what I'm saying. People are just going to transact in cash.
Yeah, and then they're going to tax them for it.
Well, they're not going to tax him if it's not known.
Correct.
In other words, let's say that I buy something from Craigslist and the guy pays me $1,000. If he hands it to me in cash, that's never going to be known.
Nope.
Unless the person reports it or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what that's going to do, just encourage that type of more thing.
Sure.
All right. I guess that's it, Captain.
All right. I don't disagree. Okay. And that's Backgammon Bob from Trump Control.
From Trump Control. I like that. And by the way, Captain, just as Backgammon Bob was talking about President Biden possibly being primaried, it reminded me there was just a poll just a few days ago from the University of New Hampshire. They found that 82% of progressives, 57% of liberals probably or definitely don't want Biden to run again next year. So Biden will have a huge New Hampshire problem. You might recall he lost New Hampshire.
Right. He's going to lose it again.
Well, that's right. And this is one of the reasons that I think he would prefer to try to move New Hampshire out of the first in the nation primary. So watch for a little bit of push back and forth on that as we approach 2024.
And then, of course, he won the South Carolina primary that turned his fortunes around because of the help of the black congressman.
Well, that's right, and this is one of the reasons why Biden would like to have South Carolina be first in the nation. But that's going to set off a huge war because New Hampshire will say, no, we are first in the nation, and they will move their primary back.
And I believe the Democratic Party had them set up that way on purpose.
I believe so, but it's been such a tradition, it would be almost impossible to change it.
Yeah, because Florida was going to make themselves the first in the nation. And I think they did for one series, primary series. And then they lost half their delegates. Because they were told you can't do that.
Right. But I think, of course, the whole thing with Joe Biden, at least right now, I don't think you have a lot of Democrats. Some will give lip service to it, but I think a lot of Democrats, high-level Democrats, don't want Joe Biden to run. So there will be either a shakeup on the ticket in terms of vice president, if he somehow gets the nomination, or he's not, it's going to be clear. The writing will be on the wall that he won't get it, and he'll defer at that point.
Enter into the mix Intel Chairman Michael Turner. Is he not from Ohio?
He may be. I believe so, yeah.
He said Congress is going to push for the Biden and Trump documents. Right now they're going nowhere. They're not getting anything, but they're going to push.
Well, sure, and I think that's big part of their oversight, just as we were talking about Senator Rubio, Senator Warner, wanting to know what those documents were. And certainly there are methodologies to do that, to maintain the classified nature of those documents. But the oversight is incredibly important, and this is, I think we'll see, you know, even some bipartisan agreement from members of Congress on this.
Now, Jim Jordan, who I think is a stand-up right guy, right?
Of course, yeah.
He came out and he said, there are not enough good people applying to be cops, which is one of the problems we've got trying to get cops.
Well, exactly. What we saw happen with the Scorpion unit there in Memphis, and by the way, now, over the weekend, it was announced that they will be disbanding the Scorpion unit and trying to show the community that there are steps being taken here. And, of course, it's a long way to go. There's no doubt about that. But you're right. We need to have the very best applying to be police officers, and so many people are out there, Captain. So many police officers are out there. They are the finest, and they are doing a great job. In so many cases, it's a very small percentage of cops who are having these kinds of problems and demonstrating the terrible things that we saw in the video with Tyree Nichols. But I agree with Congressman Jordan. We need to have more people, good-hearted people, to do that.
Well, many years ago, and I mean many years ago, I applied to take the civil service test to become a police officer, and I scored very well, and I was really thinking seriously about becoming a police officer. And when my dad found out what I was doing, he says, listen, and of course my dad was the fire chief in a small town that we lived in adjacent to the small city where I became a firefighter for the first time. But anyway, my dad says, listen, if you want to hear the word thank you, and not get chastised for your actions, you want to become a firefighter. You'll be 24 on, you'll be 24 off, but you'll have the opportunity to hear the word thank you said more than once. And with police officers at that time, they still weren't saying thank you. They were still picking on doing this, doing that. So I took him at his word, and that's what I did. I never looked back, but I still have a great deal of respect for the police officers and the jobs they have to do, because we went to a lot of calls to help the police and vice versa, where they came to help us because it would be like a family disturbance, and they go after right. And they go after us. And I always was the guy that carried the Halligan bar, the Halligan tool, when we went into a home to try to take care of somebody that needed medical treatment. And if somebody came at us, I'd take that bar swing and just cold cock them. What happened? Oh, he slipped and fell.
Oh, wow. Well,
that was a metal bar, trust me, that weighed about 8 to 10 pounds. And if you whack somebody with that, that was it.
Wow. Well, but of course, the police departments aren't inherently bad. That's just not the case. But they've been demonized for a political reason, and that's the thing we're also fighting against.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. We will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Stay tuned for the trials and tribulations of being a firefighter. Oh, boy. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. We've got lots more coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. The Kansas City Chiefs celebration may have gotten a little hot Sunday night. Fire Chiefs battled a large grass fire outside Arrowhead Stadium after the Chiefs won the AFC Championship. An exact cause has not yet been determined, but authorities believe fireworks in the game may have started it. The Kansas City, Missouri Fire Department said crews were able to get the blaze under control quickly. The Chiefs defeated the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20 to earn the right to play the Philadelphia Eagles in Super Bowl 57. Travis and Jason Kelce are making history as they head to Super Bowl 57. The Kelces will become the first brothers in NFL history to play against each other in the big game. KC will be facing Philadelphia in Super Bowl 57 on February 12th in Arizona. Toyota is the world's top-selling automaker for the third year in a row. The Japanese company sold 10.5 million vehicles in 2022. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
CN.
Jr. talking about how their service department makes customers' lives easy.
Captain Matt, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best around, and our service department works around your schedule as a customer, not ours. We're now featuring extended service hours from up to 7 p.m., and if you're too busy to drop your car off with us, we'll come pick the vehicle up from you, do the service, and then drop it back off to you once the service is complete.
And you know, folks, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best. Tampa, Newport Rich, and Crystal River, or on mossnissan.com, and tell them the captain sent you.
Alrighty, you probably know that Moss Nissan is our flagship sponsor because I do broadcast from the Moss Family Audible Studio here in Tampa, Florida, inside my flagship stations, AM 860 and 930, The Answer. But they've got a brand new dealership, brand new, up there on State Route 50, just this side of the parkway, the toll road up there, about 100 yards inside from the toll road. On the right side, and you can stop by there, check them out, and see what they're all about, because brand new Nissans, brand new certified pre-owned vehicles, just about anything that you want, and a top-notch, excellent, I mean excellent service department. So check them out online, mossnissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. They could get you another little favor or two along the way. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. And good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, there is a report coming out of Israel that Israel is likely behind a strike on the Iranian military factory that we heard about that took out what looked like to be a missile factory.
Well, that's right. Evidently, on Saturday, there was a large explosion in a city called Isfahan, if I'm pronouncing that
correctly. Easy for you to say.
Well, that's right. And so, evidently, the Mossad was behind this, from what we can tell. And so, definitely another, very significant event in how Israel is going to be dealing with Iran's ever-growing capabilities here. So, you might recall, Captain, it wasn't all that long ago that Barack Obama was saying what a wonderful day it was because we finally had this wonderful deal about Israel, pardon me, about Iran. But yet that was folly at that time. But Israel's going to take care of business when it has the intelligence to do it.
Now, wait till you hear this one. China's nuke lab has been using U.S. chips. Despite being blacklisted and not being able to get any, they're still using them.
Well, that's right. We understand that they were received through different resellers in China, so this is a very, very disturbing development. No doubt about it.
Well, they're getting them off the black market.
Right, right. And so again, we have very strict, controls on certain exports.
Not working. It's not working.
Well, that's right. Yeah, but even so, I mean, computers and things like this, and certainly these specialty chips, the fact that they're being used it puts us at risk because something is going to happen with China in the near term. You know, I don't know if it's 5 years or 10 years or 2 years or a year and a half. In fact, there was that report, Captain, wasn't it, I think, from an Air Force brass who had said they thought that they were getting ready to have some kind of deal with China, some sort of confrontation, that is to say, with China in the next 2 years or so. So this is a very, very significantly building situation.
Now, everybody's wondering if Joe Biden is going to dump Kamala Harris. If so, when? For the 2024 campaign. And who would be next? Would it be a woman or would it be a man?
I think, at least as things look right now, I can't imagine that they would look any further than Gavin Newsom, governor of California. He may want to run for president, but certainly we just don't know if Biden is going to be popular enough or strong enough politically to get the nomination. They might want to try to look to the future because Biden would know that whoever the vice president would be would immediately be the front runner for the next go around in the Democrat Party. Kamala Harris is not that person. She never was. I don't think there's enough to try to push her to actually be that person now. It's just not possible. So they have to figure out how he's going to disinvite her from being on the ticket, I think.
Now, there's something interesting that popped out yesterday here. Utah, the state of Utah, has outlawed the hormone therapies and gender surgeries for minors.
Very interesting. Captain, we don't allow minor children to make certain decisions because they are, in fact, minor children. So this seems to go in line with something like that. Now, what the left wants to do is they want it to be such that, for example, you can get an abortion, but your parents never need to know about it because we'll help you. Or we'll do something else, and your parents never need to know about it because we'll help you. It's this same similar kind of thing that obviously this is why we protect children from people who would have them do things that would be harmful to them.
Now, Kevin McCarthy is going to meet with President Biden on the debt ceiling and spending this week. And then there was another statement that came out almost at the same time, which I believe probably has something to do with this meeting. The other statement was McCarthy said the United States will not default on their debt.
Well, and I'm glad he said that because you simply cannot have that swirling around. The United States, you have to have full faith and credit in the United States government. But what he wants to talk to Biden about, because the president had said he didn't want to have any discussions on the debt ceiling or this kind of thing, but what McCarthy has been saying, he wants to find what he calls a reasonable and responsible way that they can lift the debt ceiling but also take control of what he's talking about, the runaway spending. That seems pretty reasonable, doesn't it? I think most people across the highways and byways, Captain, would love to be able to say, how do we keep things going to continue the full faith and credit, but at the same time, do we have to keep spending as much as we do? That's a very common sense question, and it shouldn't be partisan. It should be American.
Now, the most influential person in government outside of the president that knows a lot of what's going on around the world is usually the Secretary of State, right?
Well, sure, of course, yeah.
Well, in the case of Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, former CIA Director Mike Pompeo, he has made a comment with ties to every major college. The question is, did China actually have access to the Biden documents? I say probably so.
Well, we don't see any reason how that could not have happened. So it's you know, of course, difficult. You can't prove a negative in that sense. But certainly, we don't know what safeguards were involved. We do know that there was millions of dollars.
Was this crowd? None.
Well, of course. So all this will come out in the investigations or the hearings or the oversight. And it's going to paint, I think, a very, very disturbing picture. And the American voters will make those decisions as to whether or not you want Joe Biden to continue or the people around Joe Biden to continue to have authority in government. And so this is not just a drip, 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 but it's something that can erode the whole Democrat foundation, as it were. And yeah, they can talk about abortion or whatever hot button issue they want to, but if people just stop trusting you because it looks like foreign powers might get access to important stuff, that'd be really hard to come back from.
Now, the new Czech president is expected to foster in the European Union, as well as support the Ukrainians. What, have you heard anything any different than that?
Not necessarily. I do think, yeah, he's trying to get the European Union and Ukrainian ties to be better. And certainly throughout all this, it doesn't look as though Ukraine would somehow be on the fast track to be part of NATO. There are many who probably don't want Ukraine to be part of NATO. Certainly the Russians don't want them to be part of NATO. But a closer relationship once this war is over, and hopefully won, with the Ukrainian people being victorious here, it's going to be a whole different atmosphere, I think, in Europe vis-a-vis Ukraine and Russia.
Okay, well, one can only hope, right?
Well, exactly. But it also shows, too, just, you know, how quickly things can, you know, in terms of equipment and material, you have to be real stocked to keep these things going.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we're going to be doing the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And then, of course, you'll hear from Denise Simon after that. In the meantime, don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
From the Moulin Rouge. Remember that movie, Kyle?
Oh, yeah.
Moulin Rouge. I think Eddie Murphy was in it, too.
I'm not sure. Maybe. Maybe. It's been a while, so.
Yeah, so there you go. And played that song. That's their trademark song for the movie, so you got that. Now, take it away. Tell us what's going on out west, including all that nice warm weather.
Well, right now, where I am, it's about 51 degrees or so.
Oh, it got
but
colder.
I'll tell you, Captain, yeah, well, if you were up in Donner Pass on I-80 coming out of Reno, it's actually one. It's actually 1 degree Fahrenheit, and at least it's not reporting the fog and mist that we saw earlier last hour, but still, be very careful.
That's because we're going to get it.
That's, well, exactly. So still very cold up there. We're still seeing a little bit of that rain that's come in here in the new system. At least for Southern California, we continue to see rain around Bakersfield, a little bit north of there, as well as you head up California 99 and Interstate 5. Rain around the Los Angeles area right now. And we've also got rain as you come up Interstate 15 coming through Las Vegas, Nevada, up to out towards Mesquite. So be aware of that. But the real story, though, Captain, of course, is the cold weather, the wind chills all through basically the state of Montana, wind chill advisories there, also through Wyoming, in addition to other winter storm warnings down near Cheyenne. We've got winter storm warnings and wind chill around for our friends in Salt Lake City and also for our friends in Idaho Falls. Most of Nevada covered also by winter weather advisory and wind chill factor as low as 20 degrees below zero, so be aware of that as well. Freeze warning in the Central Valley of California tonight as well. So cold, cold, and more cold. Back to you.
Okay, pretty much everything north of I-80, ladies and gentlemen, is at or below zero, if not very low single-digit temperatures. Toss in what wind there is around some of these areas, it's definitely below zero. So you're looking at Wisconsin, you're looking at the northern part of Iowa, you're looking at all of Minnesota, you're looking at all of South Dakota, all of North Dakota, the northern part of Nebraska, the western part of Kansas, the western part of Oklahoma, eastern part of New Mexico, and then further out west, most of Montana, most of Wyoming below zero temperatures. So that's what you've got to look forward to until about Wednesday, they're telling us, until about noontime Wednesday. Now, you're also going to be in a snowstorm if you are coming across I-35 out of Laredo, or I-10 over to San Antonio, or I-20 into Dallas, or I-30 up into Little Rock, or I-40 across over to Memphis. You will be in a snowstorm. There's no way out of it. Now, that snow will also take you through St. Louis. It'll take you through Springfield. It'll take you over to Indianapolis. And it's still going to probably continue to move to the east, but we'll see where it's at tomorrow night at this time. It definitely will be to the east. You've also got snow in the central part of Kentucky tonight and the central part of Tennessee. You've also got snow starting up right now, the lake effect machine from Rochester, straight across to Oneida Lake, straight north to Watertown and the St. Lawrence Seaway, and it's laying it in right now in the Adirondacks there, north of Oneida Lake on up towards, well, let's see, Jefferson County. It's laying it right in, dropping it real thick right there in that area of upstate New York, so be advised of that. You've also got some fog tonight, and you will have some fog down my way, here in Florida, up the western part of Florida, on and off until about noontime or so tomorrow when it'll clear up, up I-75. The fog also starts over in the peninsula of Florida, just a little bit east of Pensacola. We'll get a report from Frank Silvato about that. Fog comes west all the way over to Mobile, to Pascagoula, Mississippi, to New Orleans, to Alexandria, Louisiana, and then bounces his way all the way down to the valley down there in Brownsville, Texas. So be advised of that. Okay, Mr. Kyle, tell us why we want to go to a Flying J tonight when it's freezing cold.
Because you're going to be able to pull in there, get a great hot cup of coffee or hot cup of hot chocolate.
Did they deliver?
Hot chili. Say what?
Did they deliver?
And, well, I don't know. But,
no.
But you want to? No, they don't. But pull on in, get something great to eat, be able to get warm, and check out all the different great amenities, especially for our professional and truck-driving friends out there when you're in this kind of cold or in these kinds of storms. PilotFlyingJ.com.
Say it's 25 below zero outside, which we know it is in some of those points up north. And you call up an Uber driver and say, listen, I want to order something from the Pilot Flying J. I got their menu here. Please take the order. I'm going to pay for it. And then you bring it out here to my truck. What do you suppose they'd say to you?
Well, if they can even travel in that kind of weather.
Well, no, they can travel. It's just as long as it's not snowing, they're fine. But, I mean, we'll see. I just thought of that. A resourceful driver could probably make himself a bunch of money doing that, just delivering food.
Probably so, yes.
Yep.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show on the website.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him and everything he does. And in the meantime, we're going to jump right from there and throw this person in the jump seat. So we're going to go jumping in the jump seat with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Who's your team, the Eagles or the Chiefs?
I think the Chiefs.
Now, I did notice that the Empire State Building last night was lit up the colors of the Philadelphia Eagles. Unbelievable.
Well, I kind of
there's no love lost
that
between those two cities, and I'm surprised they did that.
No. Well, I hear you.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's talk about Donald Trump, because over the weekend he was out and about campaigning hard. He held two campaign rallies. And he had Lindsey Graham with him. And Lindsey Graham made another one of those $9 million comments that you just look around and shake your head. He said, and I quote, there are no Trump policies without Trump.
Well, that's nuts.
Didn't say it wasn't.
You know, if you look at the RNC platform, those are great policies, of which I would say that, you know, some Trump used for his own, and that's fine. That's what it's supposed to be. But, yeah, I mean, you can have a lot of policies that, you know, you can agree with Trump. And, you know, he says the right things, and he does a lot of the right things, but also, too, some things, not so much. But, yeah, Lindsey Graham is, he's not always right, but whatever.
Yep. Retired U.S. Brigadier General William Holt said that the Ukrainian President Zelensky must immediately unify the Ukrainian government after he dismissed five of his several deputies for an undisclosed reason last week.
There were, he found some of the old corrupt tactics that were coming to light that he decided that he was going to deal with, and he did, and he fired him.
Good deal. All right, hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more, and Denise Simon, too, from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back with more. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And if you like warm weather, come to Florida. If you want cold weather, go north. Go north. You'll find it. You'll find it.
Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after your top of the hour news.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.